The following is a recording from Melanie Carpenter from iAdvise on Thursday, April 21st, 2016 at 12 p.m. Central. Elementia conference call. Excuse me, everyone. Welcome to the Elementia conference call. Please be aware that each of your lines is in a listen-only mode. After the speaker's presentation, we will open a question-and-answer session. Instructions will be given at that time. Please note this conference is being recorded. For opening introductions, I would now like to turn the conference over to Melanie Carpenter. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Good day, everyone, and welcome to Elementia's first quarter 2016 earnings conference call. This call is for investors and analysts only. Joining us today from Mexico City are Mr. Fernando Ruiz Jack, Chief Executive Officer, and Mr. Juan Francisco Sanchez Kramer, Interim Chief Financial Officer and Investor Relations Officer. They will both be discussing the company's performance as per the earnings release issued yesterday after the close. If you need a copy of the earnings, please contact iAdvise in New York at 212-406-3693, and we'll make sure to email you a copy immediately. I just want to briefly mention that management's comments may include forward-looking statements, and they're based on data and information that is currently available. And we ask that you please refer to the disclaimer in the earnings release for guidance on this matter. It's now my pleasure to turn the call over to Mr. Fernando Ruiz Jack, Chief Executive Officer of Elementia, to begin with the main highlights and a strategic overview. Fernando, please go ahead, sir.
Thank you, Melanie, and thanks to everyone with us today for your time and interest in our company. As you heard in the introduction, Juan Francisco has taken on the role of interim CFO while we conduct our search for a replacement for Rafael Lira. Juan Francisco has experience in several areas of the group, including sales, strategic planning, financial planning, procurement, supply chain, business development, and investor relations, and he has deep knowledge of the company. Let me now give you an update regarding our corporate strategy campaign known as the Power of One, which the entire organization is working under. Since its launch, this strategy has defined our flight plan in order to help us create the Elementia we envision, which is a growing and profitable building material platform with a comprehensive product portfolio, leading brands, and an extensive distribution network and commercialization capabilities to supply all the main construction stages. In the end, what we seek is to achieve a consolidated entity, or the whole being greater than the sum of our parts, meaning our three divisions: cement, metal products, and building systems. The concept of oneness encompasses four pillars, basically. One company, working together towards a common goal to generate synergies between its divisions and strengthening them to supply our customers with high-quality products. One platform, uniting our three divisions through a solid distribution network supported by back-office services and SAP systems that generate substantial cross-selling opportunities across all divisions and countries in which we operate. One strategy, defining our flight plan in order to deliver profitable growth and help create the Elementia we envision. And finally, one commitment to our shareholders, environment, and communities we serve to strengthen the strategic capabilities that continue to enhance our customer and consumer service into standardized platform of excellence. The efforts of the entire organization during 2016 will be fully focused on achieving a fully integrated building materials entity. Our performance for the first 3 months of the year demonstrates that this strategy is taking root and is enabling us to achieve our expected and desired performance. And all of this is within what we recognize are challenging external factors that affect our businesses on a daily basis, such as declining commodity prices, volatile exchange rate fluctuations, strong competition, and a sluggish recovery of the housing and infrastructure sectors. Therefore, despite the obstacles, Elementia achieved double-digit growth in consolidated EBITDA for first quarter 2016, reaching 778 million pesos, as well as operating income up 17% to 508 million pesos. Consolidated revenues were up 6% year over year to 4.3 billion pesos, reflecting improved pricing and sales volumes. In terms of profitability, which is a major pillar of our growth plan, as you saw in our release, the cement and metal product division had outstanding quarters with EBITDA up 32% and 11% respectively. Building Systems posted outstanding revenue growth in all our markets except Mexico, where during the first quarter of last year we had a large government project that we did not have this year, and so our sales in Mexico show a decline due to this extraordinary item, which led to weaker margins and EBITDA for the period. This was something we anticipated, and going forward, the performance of this division will show a positive landscape. Let me walk you now through some of more highlights and achievements by division. First, the cement division, which contributed the most to our consolidated growth, reported a 34% increase in revenues, driven by a 23% price increase year over year. We believe that cement market conditions in Mexico will continue to drive strong demand. Over 70% of Elementia cement sales are in the self-construction sector, one of the most resilient in the country. It's no question that cement sales continue to rise as remittances from the U.S. make their way into home improvements and renovations. In fact, in first quarter 16, we saw the highest level of remittance in Mexican pesos in the last 20 years. We are also seeing the gradual recovery of Mexican home builders and the trend grows towards vertical construction within key cities. Our expansion plans for this division continues as we aim to reach production capacity of 3.5 million metric tons per year from what we have now of 2 million tons. We have completed our ramp up at our El Palmar plant, and this is contributing in EBITDA margin of close to 40% for this segment. Our Tula plant expansion also remains on track in terms of budget and schedule. I want to stress that for the full year 2016, we do expect cement volume growth to be slightly more moderate as we reach optimal capacity utilization by the end of the second quarter 2016. Moving on, the metal product division posted an 11% increase in EBITDA, despite the 20% drop in the international reference price of copper from $2.11 per pound from $2.66 per pound during the first quarter of last year. Nevertheless, our strategy for this division continues and has proven to mitigate the reference price fluctuation. We aim to increase profitability through operational excellence, value-added products, and the leveraging of our Nacobre brand, Mexico's number one copper products brand. First quarter 2016 results benefited from this precise focus on generating EBITDA per ton from effective cost cutting initiatives, including overall metal yields and the exchange rate impact due to a higher dollar value, which was a positive given this division is managed in U.S. dollars. In total, revenues reached 1.8 billion pesos during the period. For this division, we will continue to innovate with new value-added products and focus on marketing products under the Nacobre brand to generate high margins for Elementia. Additionally, in 2016, we will implement additional cost reduction initiatives to further improve our EBITDA per ton ratio. Turning finally to Building Systems, 16% revenue growth was derived from strong growth in all our markets except Mexico. We continue increasing volume sold in the U.S. at a faster rate than actual market growth. We concluded the implementation and learning stage in the Central American region, and we are more than thrilled to announce that results are encouraging. On a personal note, this division excites me the most as it presents the biggest potential for the strongest performance turnaround. Last year, we were able to lay the groundwork which is already serving as our growth pillars for 2016, such as client optimization, brand strengthening, and outstanding customer service indicators. We plan to eventually reopen our currently idle Indiana facility, which we believe will play a vital role in our strategy to increase volume at a higher rate than our market growth, than the market growth. Also, the unfolding trend of vertical construction will take the division to another level. Juan Francisco will go over some key initiatives that have helped to strengthen our financial position, but I will end my comments by stating that for Elementia, 2016 will be all about continuing with our strategic plan. We want to achieve our operating efficiency objectives, seek metal yield improvement initiatives that will continue to foster margin expansion in the metal products, and solidify the leadership of our building systems divisions. We are aware that there is much to do, and therefore our short, mid, and long-term strategy must consider the current and future macroeconomic conditions faced by the company. Every year, we have to be a different, better position, and increasingly agile organization in order to have a stronger relationship with our consumers and build value-generating opportunities for our shareholders, collaborators, and communities. That is why, and with the purpose to continue profitable and responsible growth, we have defined a clear and well-thought strategy. At the same time, we are paying close attention to our capital allocation based on strong ROIC metrics and building a solid balance sheet supported by financial discipline, which we'll further discuss in the call. That concludes my remarks, so I will turn the call now over to Juan Francisco Sanchez Kramer to review our financial situation. Please, Francisco, go ahead.
Thank you, Fernando, and hello, everyone. I'm very pleased to be with all of you today in this additional capacity as interim CFO. I want to reassure you, all of you, that Elementia's policies regarding leverage, dividends, and other key financial metrics, such as the stability targets, come directly from our strong corporate governance, led by our board, and not from any particular individual. As such, we maintain our leverage objective to be around 2x net debt to EBITDA. Our dividend policy remains the same, and our profitability targets are also unchanged. Now, I would like to give you a brief summary on the profit and losses statement. Please note that all the figures I will give you today are in Mexican pesos, unless I indicate otherwise. In the first quarter 2016, Elementia's consolidated revenues increased 6% year-over-year, reaching 4.32 billion, mostly driven by the strong performance on the cement division. Consolidated revenues are broken down by region as follows: 76% from Mexico and the U.S., 17% in South America, 6% in Central America, and the remaining 1% in the rest of the world. Let me expand a bit regarding the performance of each division. In the cement division, revenues totaled 685 million in the first quarter 16, an increase of 84% compared to the 509 million reported in the first quarter 16. The division's revenue benefited from a 23% price increase and the fact that during the second quarter of 2016, the division reached an optimum capacity utilization rate. Lastly, EBITDA increased 32%, driven also by improvements in production and energy costs. In the metal products division, we continue with our copper hedging strategy in order to mitigate negative effects on inventory in the event of a rapid copper price decline. And so, starting January this year, copper hedging was increased to 2,000 tons from 1,000. In first quarter 16, net sales declined by 6%, reaching $1.81 billion, mainly due to a lower reference price for metal. However, the lower reference price for metal was offset by greater sales volume of higher value products and the impact of currency exchange fluctuations. Moreover, despite the drop in the reference price of copper, the marginal contribution per ton increased versus 2016. Finally, EBITDA was $280 million, an 11% increase compared to the first quarter 15, also driven by various cost-cutting initiatives. The Building System Division reported revenues of $1.8 billion in the first quarter 2016. This represented an increase of 16% year-over-year. This quarter also represented a 9% volume growth on annual basis. In terms of EBITDA, this division registered $233 million, 8% lower than in 2015, however, with better results in all of operations like the U.S., Central America, South America, with the exception of Mexico. As you know, we have a recurring government project in Mexico, mainly for roofing, with the timing of it varies from year to year. Last year, it took place in the first quarter, and this year, we are expecting that it will start in the second quarter. So we anticipate that our results in Mexico will improve in the next report. Consolidated cost of goods sold remained flat year over year at $3.12 billion, thanks to the effectiveness of our cost optimization programs. However, SG&A was up 20% to $684 million, mainly due to a very low basis for comparison in 2015, during which we had the following extraordinary items. In the metal products division, for example, we were able to reverse a provision made towards a dumping complaint that we in fact won. And also we reversed a provision for an insurance policy that we ended up not needing. In building systems, we recorded a bargain purchase gain or goodwill when we acquired the fiber cement assets in the U.S., as stated in the offering memorandum. We also canceled a claim and inventory provision we did in 2013 for the U.S. operations that were not used. Furthermore, during first quarter 16, we registered some extraordinary expenses such as the BCG consulting project for building systems that we mentioned in our last call. We are also reflecting marketing expenses in the cement division evenly spread over the year. And also, given the incremental sales volume in building systems, we have additional variable expenses like logistics and commissions. Moving on, consolidated EBITDA rose 10%. Reaching $778 million in the first quarter 16, with an EBITDA margin of 18% versus 17% last year. In terms of EBITDA by division, cement represented 34%, metal products 36%, and building systems 30%. Elementia reported net income of $151 million, up significantly over last year due to better margins and sharp improvement in our financial costs. Turning now to balance sheets, cash and cash equivalents reached $2.01 billion, a decline of 3% compared to 2015, mainly due to investment done in the capacity expansion project in the cement division, which, by the way, is performing according to plan in both budget and schedule. Elementia's debt position, which totaled $8.45 billion benefited from the impact of Mexican peso versus the U.S. dollar exchange, as it represented an increase of $55 million compared to December 2015. In line with the company's strategy of keeping a solid and flexible balance sheet, net debt to EBITDA ratio was 1.77 times and interest coverage was 4.7 times. Way below the covenant set by the financial institutions. At year-end 2015, more than 90% of the gross debt was in dollars, while a little bit more than 60% of the revenue and more than 40% of the EBITDA was generated in dollars. In order to bring equilibrium between our dollar-based operation and dollar-denominated balance sheet items, we are implementing the following three strategies. First, we are keeping the U.S. dollar generated by our dollar-based operations in the cash position. At the end of the first quarter 2016, more than 60% of our total cash was in dollars. Second, we are working towards hedging up to close to 30% of our dollar-denominated debt this year. We already completed our first hedging tranche covering 10% of the senior unsecured notes at 17.34 pesos per dollar, and we are currently working on the next 10% tranche. Lastly, I'm taking advantage of the capacity expansion grid that we are sourcing from France in technology, engineering, and equipment. We are close to closing a new ECA. ECA, by the way, is an economic credit agency, facility for around $140 million at a very competitive rate that we are planning to fully swap. We expect to announce this transaction very soon. The combination of these three strategies will give us full equilibrium in dollar terms. Free cash flow. Free cash flow before capex reached $657 million, equivalent to 84% of the generated EBITDA. This is free cash flow before capex, yes. In terms of our capex, in the first quarter 16, we spent $492 million, out of which $263 million are for the tenant capacity expansion, which, by the way, the total budget for this year is around $150 million. With regards to CapEx, we will continue to focus on strengthening our financial discipline, and so we will invest in only those projects that meet the parameters of net present value, a minimum internal rate of return of 12%, a maximum return of investment of 5 years, and a return of our invested capital greater than Elementia's weighted average cost of capital. And finally, consolidated shareholders' equity reached $16.16 billion, driven by the IPO, the surplus derived from the revaluation of fixed assets in fourth quarter 15, and currency exchange impact from foreign operations. We believe that 2016 comes along with great growth opportunities, and we will do our best to successfully execute the company's capital allocation strategy. In addition, this year we want to carry out our plan the divestment of idle assets, instill greater expense control, and optimize the company's portfolio of clients and improve the value change processes. This concludes my presentation. Thank you for your attention. I'm going to turn the call back to the operator for Q&A.
Thank you. At this time, we will open the floor for your questions. If you would like to ask a question, please press the star key followed by the one key on your touchtone phones now. Questions will be taken in the order in which they are received. If at any time you'd like to remove yourself from the questioning queue, just press star two. Again, to ask a question, please press star one now. We will pause momentarily to compile a list of questioners. Thank you. Our first question comes from Hernan Gisluk from MetLife.
Hi, thank you for taking my question. I have actually two questions. First, in the metal products division, volumes fell 9% year over year and average prices fell 18%. But nevertheless, revenues declined only 6%. So how should we do the math here to make these numbers match? Maybe it is an effect of currency depreciation or something like this, but I would like to understand it better. And the second question is regarding the search you are conducting for a new CFO. If you could provide maybe an estimate of when you expect the hiring process to be concluded.
Hi, Hernan. This is Juan Francisco, and I will address your first question. As you know, the metal products revenues are very much linked to the reference price of copper. So revenues are not really that much relevant for the company. What we do focus on is in EBITDA per ton. Now, as you well mentioned, total volume was lower than the last quarter or the first quarter 15. Nevertheless, the value-added product volume was higher. What I'm trying to say is that we achieved a better product mix in this quarter, and therefore the EBITDA per ton was also higher. That is one of the key strategies for business. For the second question, I will turn it to Fernando.
Thank you, Juan. Hernan, regarding the CFO question, what I can tell you is that we are currently conducting our search for the replacement of Rafael, and we estimate to have someone on board in June at the latest.
Okay, perfect. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Again, if you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 now. Again, that is star 1 if you would like to ask a question. Again, if you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 now. Again, that is star 1 if you would like to ask a question. Thank you. At this time, we have no further questions. I'd like to turn the call back over to Mr. Ruiz for closing remarks.
Thank you, operator, and just let me conclude by saying that I am confident that Elementia will continue to play an important role in the development of the future construction industry in Latin America and the U.S., offering new and better products, services, and building alternatives, and consequent increase in economic productivity. With the help of our corporate strategy, the power of oneness, we will move towards excellence and become an important instrument of change in the communities we serve. Once again, thank you all for your interest in Elementia. As always, we remain available should you have any further questions, so please contact Juan Francisco or myself, and we'll be happy to answer them. Have a nice rest of the day. Goodbye.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. This concludes today's teleconference. You may now disconnect.